Down, 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 down. Right, something like that.
I know the question that's top of mind. What's in the latest issue of Reason magazine? Let's talk to Reason editor-in-chief, Matt Welch. Can I handle the truth?
We have a cover story written by yours truly about how the truth hurts. There's been a long kind of bubbling meme out there among political journalists that they need to do a better job of calling out politicians, especially, who are lying, who are prevaricating. And so we've seen this proliferation of fact checks and all these other things. What I'm talking about in this piece is how this kind of newly energized press that claims to be out there truth-telling and fact-checking is using it in very partisan means, and in the meantime, not using that sentiment and not using that energy against the people who actually hold power, Barack Obama at this point.
It sounds like a well-crafted distraction. Now, when we talk about truth, there's a very subjective element in sex work. Sex workers and how they see themselves versus anti-sex trafficking activists.
Yeah, so Melissa Aguirre Grant wrote a piece about the war on sex workers, basically, where people have channeled their traditional anti-prostitution feeling in this more feel-good anti-sex trafficking thing, where if you would believe these activists, they are going after the 12-year-old sex slave from Bangladesh. But they conflate all sex work, invariably, with that. So they go after places like Craigslist, Backpage.com, places that advertise sex work for people who are doing it as adults willingly between one another.
And now on to New York City, which should be the capital of fun, but whether you're talking about handguns or tattoos, the modern day New York had its roots in some old school jazz in the 40s and 50s where musicians were penalized.
Great piece by Chris Kiornes talking about this prohibition era element of cabaret cards. You needed a license as a performer to perform in a New York club, any kind of club, basically. So people like Charlie Parker, he wasn't allowed to perform at Birdland in Harlem, of all places. Club named after him. Lenny Bruce was ultimately denied his cabaret license because of an obscenity charge that he had elsewhere.
And it just shows how out of touch New York politicians have been for so many decades. Something cool and as American as jazz, and now it sort of bleeds into the modern age.
And you don't have to take too much of a metaphor to see that. Mayor Bloomberg is notorious as Nanny. I mean, at Reason we call him Nanny of the Month just about every month.
All right. Truth, sex, and jazz. Naughty, never read so nice. Go pick up Reason today for Reason TV. I'm Kennedy.